You guys got enough?
The pilot number 44, more importantly, the first of season three. This is our anniversary show. We've now have 3 years under our belt. Fonz, what's going on?
Oh man, that's a long 3 years right there.
That is Love a it. Long fun 3 years. Not yeah, enough shows.
Not enough shows.
I like to agree. Do one every day. That'd this be should awesome. Be our 1,000, whatever, 365 times three. Add a couple leap days in there. Show. I like to do one every day. But we can't, but we got 43 under our belts. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Rolled in style today. Right now this weekend is the Long Beach Grand Prix. And instead I decided to get out of Long Beach. Come out here to Alhambra. Studio Alhambra.
Studio Alhambra. First show here.
First show here. There yeah, you go.
It's nice, huh?
Yeah. Comfortable? Yeah, it's comfy. Yeah. Heck right. Yeah. You got water. You got whiskey. You got podcasting.
You know, it trips me out that you came in a sweet-ass ride. You're not at the Long Beach Grand Prix right now. And you come to my house in a sweet-ass ride, right?
All
right. And it just changes. Like in my head, it's like, fuck, let's go. Let's go out. Let's go. In my head, it's like... My body's telling me, what are you doing? Why are you doing a show? You know, you have a sweet-ass car outside, and you're here doing a show. That just shows you how dedicated we are to this show right now.
That's right. And the devil has tricks.
It's like, damn. Imagine, like, when we were kids, and we said to each other, hey, if we have a car, we're never going to be home. We're always going to be out and about. And then we get a car, like, oh, I don't have no gas money or something. Your car's just there, right? And paid my tags.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're like, you didn't go anywhere. And now we have like a sports car. It's an Audi R8.
So yeah, so I was able to get my hand. It being the Grand Prix, being our 3 year anniversary, I figure after the show we can go and promote the show. But anyway, thanks to a friend of the show, he gave me a set of keys to an Audi 2015 R8.
Oh, you didn't hotwire it?
I did not. Nope, I did not hotwire this one.
You got
one.
The keys?
I actually went keys with the keys.
With the keys?
That's and cool. It's a really fun drive, man, as I drove it over here. And it was pretty weird because it commands so much attention.
It does. It's like a bright orange and it's a sports car. It's a really nice car.
It is. It's got a V8 engine. I mean, it's
twin turbo.
Twin turbo. Exactly.
Is it four wheel drive?
I don't know. I think they are. I mean, it was like getting in there. It's like I needed to know code, like on a computer to get in there and turn it on and get everything to go. And I like it because the friend of the show, he was like, "You'll figure it out." I was like, "Wait, don't leave." He's like, "I gotta go by."
You like just download a YouTube video and show you how to drive it.
Yeah, where? On the car.
Just tell the car. Just tell the car to do it.
Exactly. So I got
what's the car's name?
I got Kit. I'm rolling with Kit right here, dude.
That's cool.
And so it'll be fun after the show. Get out and
do donuts.
Use it, I'm just kidding. Do donuts, shoot some video with it. It'll be fun.
I wanna do one of those like rap videos and then just like walking behind it or ghost riding the car. The car's driving by itself and standing next to it, walking by.
That's right.
Or leaning against the hood of the car, you know, doing all those pictures.
I got my freaking OJ Isotoner leather gloves driving it, dude. The other glove.
The other glove?
The one that wasn't used.
You're a fool.
But yeah, here we are, man.
4-4, dude. Big fo-fo.
Big fo-fo. It's a good show. Rolled up in style. Dude, you just came back from an incredible trip. I got to tell you, it's so weird to tell people where you were and why you were. It was just
nobody
like,
gets Iceland, huh? Nobody
no,
gets it.
No, why would they, right?
It's like, why would they go to Iceland? Or Iceland? That's the first thing. Iceland. Why Iceland?
It's kind of the same reaction when you hear people listening to our show. Why would they listen to their show out of all the podcasts in the world? Is it a religion one? Is it an IT one? Just doing our thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was so much fun. But let's jump into that right away, dude. So you spent 2 weeks 2 weeks?
Yeah, just about 2 weeks.
And you took a trip to two different places that I've never been and I like have always wanted to go. And I, it was just like so much fun living through you and your Instagram posts and your Facebook posts. It was just really cool. But talk to me about that. What was the highlight it for us?
You know, before I do that, it's always difficult for me to like post pictures because I guess if you want to follow me, you can, and you're going to see the pictures that I post. So if you don't like what I post or just stop following me, right?
Right.
But still, I mean, it's still hard for me to like post pictures because it's like sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm putting it in people's faces like, look where I'm at, bitches, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For real.
So it's just tough that way. But I mean, like, but
that's what it's intended for.
Yeah. That's what the app is for. Right. Just to post shit like that.
And then you follow people that you genuinely or that you like. I mean, I guess the majority of it. And so then you're genuinely happy when you see those pictures.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you.
At least there's one person.
I need to hear that sometimes, you know, all right. So we decided to go to Iceland just because we didn't get to go on our last trip. We wanted to. We had like places that we wanted to check out and ideas and tours. And we didn't have enough time to go there. So this trip we were able to go, like, we're going to Iceland. We didn't get to go last time. So we went to Iceland. That place is amazing. It's beautiful. I mean, it's a small country. Only like 350,000 people live there. They only use 20% of their land. 80% is inhabitable.
Wow.
So meaning
it's not like they don't live there. They don't.
They can't live there. You just can't live there. There's like, it's glaciers. You're gonna be on a glacier. It's like a frozen desert, or just like, it's just, you're not going to be able to live there.
So who's the dude that freaking made it to the northern uninhabitable area and then put a red flag over there and decided this is where Iceland ends?
Yeah, this is the end of the road, right?
I'm good. This is as far as Iceland should be.
Yeah,
I
think it's just the body count started going up like, let's just go back a little bit.
Let's put a flag right here and we'll call this a northern border.
Yeah. So like, I guess like the middle of the island is just, it's just frozen and just nobody can live there.
Oh, that's so, right. Duh, it's an island. Yeah, so the border's already set.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. Duh.
So it's really cool. I mean, people are really nice. You know, just weird things, like things that you're not used to. We never took out money there. So I never saw their currency because they took credit cards, ATMs, or just plastic everywhere. Even like to go to the restroom, we had to pay once to go to the restroom at some national park. And it had a little like machine in there, so you could put your card in there to pay $1.65.
So the internet works that far off in the planet.
Yes, 95% of their country has internet, like population, 95%. That's huge. That's more than the United States.
Right.
And so there's internet everywhere. Everyone speaks English. So if you're afraid because you're not going to learn the language, don't worry about it. Just go.
So it's easier to communicate over there than in California.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Noted.
Through the drive-thru. they love movies. I mean, they love to read. Like every other person's an author, so they have a book published. It's like one out of five is
an author.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what else are they gonna do in the cold, right?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like growing up there, the parents never tell them you can't do that or that it's not possible. They just let them do whatever the heck they want. And so there's a bunch of artists, musicians. There's a lot of murals, graffiti murals, and some really bad stuff. You know, like the old school 80s graffiti that we would see growing up.
Oh, got it.
Like
got it.
The crappy ass, you know, tags, but some awesome murals. Just every like 5 minutes driving, you'll see something beautiful. Like, that would have been my stop for my trip. You know, that would have made my trip taking a picture of that place. You're not even going there. You're going to like somewhere else.
That's probably going to be better.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just like all these views and nature. It's pretty cool. They don't have mosquitoes there. So anybody that has a allergy for mosquitoes.
Doesn't matter. Why not?
It's too cold. No fruit. they have like, they do have greenhouses that they grow fruit because they grow everything indoors because it's too cold. Their energy is all geothermal. Pretty much like 90% of the country runs on geothermal energy, and they have a lot of it. Australia brings in raw aluminum to be worked or processed in Iceland. So they put it on boats raw, take it to Iceland to get melted down because the energy cost is a lot lower than here. And then they take it back to Australia.
Oh, to like shape it and stuff?
Yeah, like to get it out of the rocks, to melt it down and get it out of the rocks, the raw aluminum.
Got it.
And then they send it back.
Wow.
Because it's that much cheaper. They have that much energy there. And so much water. The water we're drinking, tap water, crystal clear, cold. It was bomb. The best water I've ever had. And that was just out of the tap. No, best water period I've ever had. And that shit was tap water. You know, it's insane.
Wow, but that's crazy.
The hot water smelled like sulfur, though. So you had that rotten egg smell.
Oh, got it.
So,
they figure it out. They take cold showers.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, just take a cold shower at the end, wash that off. You'll be all right.
Straight.
Yeah, just the alcohol there, dude, super expensive, man.
What?
Yeah, so if you go to a bar or anything, happy hour.
Ah, that's the devil. That's the deal they made with the devil. You can have everything, yeah, but your alcohol.
Your alcohol is really expensive. So what people do there is they pre-party, which is awesome, because it's a small little community. I mean,
you don't need a cooler.
No, you don't. And then you just drink the hard shit and you're fine.
Yeah.
So they all pre-party at the houses and stuff, and then they go out like around midnight, and the bars close at 2, so they just spend like an hour or two, get 2 drinks, and then bar hop. And then when the bars do close, everybody hangs out on the streets with their beer in hand, hanging out, finding out where the after party's at.
So you can drink on the streets?
Yeah. Yeah. They have their cups in there, so you can take your beer from one bar to another, no big deal. And it's just like, so a lot of the cool like cafes or restaurants that you would go to in the morning to have breakfast or whatever, in the night they turn into clubs.
Oh, wow.
So it's, Reykjavik is awesome, man. It's just
Reykjavik. How's that in comparison? Is that a capital city or is that the biggest metropolis there?
That's the biggest city that they have. Both the capital and the biggest city that they have. So 80% of the population live there.
Okay.
So that's like 200,000 people. Good morning.
Hey, I hope that's not the car. I hope no one stole the car.
Sorry about that, guys.
That is all good.
All right. So, 80% of the population lives in Reykjavik or nearby, the nearest suburbs.
Okay.
So that's like 200,000 people. So 100,000 people live scattered out, like in country, you know, just by themselves out there, little towns. It's pretty crazy, man.
Do they have a transit system?
No, not really. No, it's not that great. You know, everybody has pretty cool. Everybody has like snow tires on their car. So you're they have the little nails all over the car.
Oh.
They have those snow tires.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Beautiful looking people. Attractive. You got to say that. I mean, me and Evelyn were just like, wow, what the hell? It's pretty awesome here.
Right.
So,
wow,
I mean,
that's cool.
It's a lot of eye candy for people wanting to go out there and find someone or whatever. And their dating system is pretty crazy. Like, if you live there, the guys are super chill and non-aggressive. Like, they don't, like, go up to you. They'll figure out. Eventually, they'll know a friend that knows a person because the place is so small that you'll get introduced to that person. And it's a hookup culture, so they just sleep together, and then they'll figure it out later. See if they want to just, like, you know.
The kid comes out. And
the girls control everything. So, and it's not looked upon or frowned upon that if, like, a woman has multiple kids from different people. So it's not frowned upon. They have like the lowest percentage of marriages. So women control everything there. It's just, it's like, you know, the relationship and everything, and it's not frowned upon. Everybody knows more than one language. It's pretty cool. I mean, they're new to tourism. So some of the stuff that we would like, just because you know English doesn't mean you know how to talk to people.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So like the cultural differences, you can see that when they're talking to you in English. So I went to a bar. It's called Icelandic bar. And so it was late, and we were trying to get something to eat. And so I show up, and we sit down, and I'm looking for the food menu. And I tell the guy, hey, is the kitchen closed? You know, do you guys have food still? No, drinks. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. like, all right, no drink. I mean, just because you know English doesn't mean you know how to talk to people.
Right, right.
So, I mean, if I was, like, at a restaurant and someone asked me that, you would say something, no, sorry, you know, the kitchen's closed already. All we have is drinks left. Right. You know, that's how you would talk to someone.
Yeah.
So I didn't take it offensive because it happened to me a couple times prior to that.
Right.
So I was like, you know, it's just because you know English doesn't mean you know it.
Got it. Or maybe it's just rude to you.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe they've heard our show.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you saw my shirt.
Dude, so would you go back?
Hey, yes. There's still a lot of stuff that I didn't get to see. We did some of the touristy stuff. I was lucky enough to see the Northern Lights,
nice.
Which is pretty cool on the first day. I got to know a lot about the city. We took a walking tour with a history major because they have some weird-ass... it's a weird place, but it's beautiful. It's awesome.
Yeah, you were talking about that. They have weird majors. Like, one studies mud.
Mud, yeah. So they have specific majors just that would work in that country. So they have mud because there's a lot of mud treatments for, like, facials and your skin and agriculture and just a bunch of different things that they study the mud.
There's plenty of it over there, I imagine.
Yeah, a lot. And they had the Blue Lagoon, which is like a spa, like a heated pool.
Got it.
And so they have the mud there. It's silica that you put on your face and let it dry up, and it clears up your skin. And it actually does work. It felt really good on your skin, dude, afterwards.
It
was
pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I have pictures of me with mud on my face and stuff.
There you go.
And the water felt amazing. You do get, like, again, when it's, like, a lot of the thermal pools that are there.
Yeah.
You get that sulfur smell, but it's not that big deal. Yeah. You know, you get over
sensitized
it.
Or desensitized to the smell.
Yeah, it's like
anyway.
Like when you take a dump and you smell your own, it goes away.
You would hope.
You would hope. No, but there's still a lot of places that I didn't get to see. That I would totally go back.
So on your way back, you pit stop in New York?
I did, dude. I stopped by New York City, NYC,
NYC, Waldorf Astoria?
The Big Apple, Waldorf. I had to have a drink there, you know, dude.
Okay.
You had to go there. So we stopped by, just hit the city hard, man. The first thing that I saw right next to our hotel was a bar that had Raider signs on there.
Raider?
Like, Raider.
Oh,
they were,
wow.
Raider fans.
Oh, man.
So it was a Raider bar, right?
So, like,
right,
I got to go in there.
I was like, yes, I'm going to like New York City. If everything else sucks, I'll just come back here and just hang out.
Home base.
Yeah. Home base. So, you know, I had a home base right there. It was awesome, dude. Got to meet up with Carlos.
Okay.
And he took us to this place called The Corner, La Esquinita. La Esquina.
This one right here with the matchbook?
Yeah.
Did you go to the one in Williamsburg or Nolita?
Nolita. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the lower east side, Manhattan. It's a really cool place, man.
Nice.
So you look at it and you're walking down the street, it just looks like a taco stand. It says The Corner on it. First floor, you know, you can get your tacos, your sopes, carnitas, you know, whatever you want. And then there's someone inside in the door. There's a door there, and there's someone with, like, a notepad. Like, if you made reservations. It's like, what the fuck? What is this about, right?
Yeah.
So he made reservations for us, and they took us downstairs. So you're like, you're feeling like you're in the mob because you're going downstairs. You walk by the kitchen. There's a person taking your
serious?
Coat. There's a person taking your coat right there, and they take you to another room.
That's fantastic.
And then the restaurant opens up right there. So there's a bunch of tables, and everybody starts hanging out, and the food was good. They had the corn with the cheese on it and all that hooked up. Sopes, tacos, margaritas by the pitcher.
Damn.
So we were just partying.
What time did you guys go?
He had to stay up late to make those reservations because they were like 3 weeks in advance. And he made the earliest one that he could. So we had to be there at 6 o'clock.
Got it. Okay. So, that's not too bad.
So then after that, we kept the party going, went bar hopping. And and then went to Cat's Deli. Where Harry met Sally, where she does the orgasm scene.
Okay.
And they have the best pastrami in the world, dude. They have the best pastrami. So I come back here, and I'm looking at all these delis. They I think it was like GQ or one of those magazines had listed the top 10 delis in the United States. So Cat's Deli was number one. Cantor's was number two.
So you've been
I've been to
both
of them.
Number one, number two.
Number two, yeah. Why settle for the rest, you know?
Yeah.
Go to the best.
That is pretty cool. Awesome.
We went to Lombardi's, the first pizza place in the United States, first pizzeria in the United States and had to have a pizza there, of course.
Yeah.
So we had that, and then we went to Grubbin' Pizza. And then we went to Joe's Shanghai, best Chinese in New York. So we did the best. I did get to see Bernie Sanders.
I saw him in the flesh?
Yeah, saw him in the flesh. I thought he was a shorter guy. He's just about 5'10", 5'11".
Okay.
I thought he was like little, you know?
Yeah.
And saw him on Fifth Avenue, just walking down Fifth Avenue, you know? So he was walking the opposite way.
Did he have like a mob behind him?
He did. He had a bunch of people behind him. And then he got into...
Were you feeling the burn as he passed by you? Or
what? Yeah. Got hit by a car there too on Fifth Avenue.
You
walking
did?
By, yeah.
You did not get hit by a car.
I got hit by a car. Walking by. I'm walking here. You know? I got nailed, dude. You know, he like... But football came in handy when I got hit. So I was walking down the street and it was my turn to walk. And we were walking... And for some reason, I guess the guy let go of the brake pedal and didn't like hit my leg. But as soon as I felt the touch, I stiff-armed the car.
Yeah.
So like got out the way. And he just like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, it's this and that.
Yeah.
And then the girl we were with, Esther, she was taking us to a Puerto Rican restaurant.
Okay.
And she's like, are you okay? Oh, my God. You got hit by a car in New York. I can't believe it. You know?
The true New York experience. Yeah. That's what you were looking for.
Yeah. I think I paid the guy afterwards for hitting me, you know?
Exactly.
Just like I have this story. But no, dude, New York is awesome. Everybody talks shit. I mean, there is loud people. It does smell like piss in some places, but I would totally go back. The place is awesome.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't live there, but it's really, really cool. Everybody has to do it.
Would you live in Iceland?
Probably. It's the nature really? Part, the views and everything. It's yeah. It's really cool. It's really peaceful. I never felt so safe in my life going traveling.
Yeah.
And being in a place, in a foreign place, never felt so safe. There was women leaving their kids in the stroller outside while they came inside to have coffee or meals.
What?
Because the baby's asleep in the stroller and they don't want to wake them up. They'll leave them outside.
What?
And just have the stroller parked out there. No one cares. It's a normal as fucking people tying their dogs outside on sunset while they're eating breakfast or whatever, you know? I mean, they could see it, but yeah, nobody's going to do anything.
Right, right.
But like no child services were called.
Yeah.
Just it just felt that safe, dude. It's really cool. Maybe the people leave their keys in the ignition or leave their doors open. I don't know, but that place was really safe. Really
that
cool.
That is pretty cool.
Wow. It's really cool. I got to go to Mass.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What was the church?
It was the cathedral that they have there in Reykjavik. You know, that's the bad part about not being able to read their language or pronounce some of their words because they're super long and pretty difficult and right. They're Vikings. That I can't remember which. I know it was a cathedral, but I don't know the name of it.
Oh,
or the
yeah,
place that we visited right, because right. You just.
But it was in Reykjavik.
Yeah. And so we got to see the confirmation of some of the kids there doing their confirmation.
Yeah.
And I felt like an ass leaving because it was like an hour and a half the mass because of the confirmation. And we didn't see a sign until we left the cathedral, the mass, that there was a sign that says, if you can't stay for the whole thing, please don't come in. And we left like in the middle. So I was like, oh, it felt like such an asshole. You know, we didn't see it because we got there before they even put the sign up.
Right.
So I didn't know, but
no wonder they were rude to you the rest of the trip.
Yeah, probably.
Drinks only.
Yeah, so I felt like an ass, but it was good.
No, that's awesome. That's freaking cool.
And then Gil showed up in New York.
That's what I was going to say. So this is show number 4-4. Yeah. No one is more fo-fo than Gil. We've had him in previous shows. He was in, where was he? Rhode Island, right?
Boston. Maine. He went to...
And took the drive, 4-hour drive to New York to hang with you guys?
Yeah, he left the car. He left the car. He took the train into New York and then the subway or whatever and met us up for one night only. Special
one
appearance.
Night only, yeah.
And just hit the town, man. It was a lot of fun. If we would have planned this, it would never have worked out.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he did. We were able to hang out with Jessica and him, and we had a really good time.
Cool.
Cool memories.
Zamora, the bear, the gill, the fawns, and friends.
And friends, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Now beside